The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A priest is being restricted from public ministry by the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo. Diocesan officials say an internal inquiry and an independent review have determined the Reverend Joseph Rogliano engaged in acts of sexual misconduct with adults. Prior to being placed on administrative leave in September, Rogliano served as pastor of Family 21, which is comprised of Blessed Trinity, Saints Columba Brigid, St. Lawrence, and St. Martin de Porres parishes in Buffalo. Rogliano resigned as pastor in February. Erie County is supporting five affordable housing efforts in the city of Buffalo through the allocation of American Rescue Plan funding. In a joint announcement, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and Legislature Chair April Baskin say the funding will work to create an additional 48 units of affordable housing. $1 million will support housing projects on Emsley Street, Laurel Street, Gibson Street, Hopkins Street, and Delaware Avenue. And Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown will be at Niagara Square today to raise the Disability Pride flag. July has been declared Disability Pride Month to mark the 34th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the landmark civil rights legislation that prohibited discrimination against people with disabilities. Mayor Brown will be joined by community advocates and members of the Common Council at today's noontime ceremony. On Friday, Western New York Independent Living will host Disability Pride at Canalside. That event runs from 2 until 6. A stalled construction project at Canalside is drawing the attention of a city lawmaker. Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski is calling on developer Nick Sinatra to appear at an upcoming meeting of the Community Development Committee to explain the delays in the Heritage Point project. Construction has been paused at the site where erected iron beams and other building elements have altered access to the adjacent rinks at Canalside. According to a letter from Nowakowski, Sinatra and Company has identified a $10 million funding gap in the project and is working to secure a loan from New York State. Buffalo police are continuing their effort against illegal guns. Department officials say 16 gun-related arrests were made during the week of July 15th through the 21st, resulting in the recovery of 14 guns. During the arrest of 24-year-old Jarrett Gower of Buffalo, police say they recovered a revolver, a semi-automatic pistol, and a loaded polymer 80 ghost gun. Gower was remanded without bail. And nursing home workers at a Gettysville facility plan to go on strike next week over a number of grievances, including unpaid benefits, low wages, and inadequate staffing levels. According to 1199 SEIU, more than 300 workers at Weinberg campus will walk off the job for 48 hours, starting at 6 a.m. on Wednesday, July 31st. A two-year labor contract covering the workers expired in October. Union officials say the facility is behind on payments for health care and pension benefits.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Ontario's brief alcohol dry spell is over, at least for a few years. Government-run liquor stores in the province reopened Tuesday following a two-week strike. And as correspondent Dan Karpinchuk reports, that came after a tentative deal was reached last week.
Many of the 9,000 liquor store employees went back to work on Monday to get the stores ready for Tuesday's reopening. About 700 stores opened their doors for business. And while both sides have agreed on a new deal, they're still sniping away at each other over the Ford government's plans to allow convenience and grocery stores to sell ready-to-drink cocktails. The union says that plan is an existential threat to the future of the workers. Premier Ford isn't backing down on his plan.
And it's going to be great for the people of Ontario. They have a choice. They have the convenience to go in the convenience store. They have a choice to go into a retail store. And everyone's hunky-dory.
So what did the workers get in the tentative deal? An 8% increase over the three-year life of the contract and the conversion of about 1,000 jobs from part-time to full-time, as well as a promise that no liquor control board stores would close. One union leader said these were significant gains. Meanwhile, a steady stream of customers were making their way in and out of the busier LCBO locations, many of them also glad to see the end of the dry spell. Those who wanted to drink and couldn't wait the 2 weeks paid a lot more to drink at bars. Convenience stores will be able to start selling beer, wine, and coolers as of early September. Licensed grocery stores beginning the end of October. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto on the Canadian Beat.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.